it's gonna work out, but you gotta believe that it's gonna work out. It just go all the way back. That's like, believing it's gonna work out is like the start of the food chain, and then everything else happens. You know, every cycle kind of spins off that. It's like the start of the food, the highest point, the lion, the highest point of the food chain in this ecosystem is believing. That's the strongest thing that we can do. If we really, 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 really believe, like it don't even take all that when you believe.
You believe.
If you believe.
Period. I believe.
That's love. Again.
Welcome. You are listening to the Vibe Clinic podcast, and I'm your nurse, Cece. Get comfortable as we deep dive into intersections of spiritual belief and self-control. Y'all, I fasted for 10 days. I'm so proud of myself. I fasted for 10 days with only water and fresh vegetables. This fast was drawn from the principles of Daniel 1:12. It's a covenant fast that I took in unity with Unity Charlotte International Church. Shout out to Pastors Fred and Jamila Gooden, you know, hashtag CCM, Car Chronicles Movement, y'all, you know, I enjoyed that. We're going to get into the discipline and level of sacrifice it takes to embark on such a journey, but also the remarkable clarity that fasting or abstaining or surrendering can bring, and that battle with flesh over subconscious desires. Fasting at all is a profound commitment. Pat yourself on the back for that fast, for that achievement, for that, you know, promise that you've made to yourself or you made to God. Like, you completed it. You stayed committed. Because it's not just about abstaining from things like that you like for me, food, seafood, cheese, and seasonings. I didn't know how much I really like seasonings. It's about that spiritual journey that requires mental and emotional and physical strength. For 10 days, I had no TV, no fruitless conversations, no sex, no drinking, no smoking, at all times, remaining conscious of God. And in doing that, remaining conscious to what I was absorbing from my surroundings, you know, my very atmosphere. This alone heightens clarity. In the absence of distractions of daily life, you know, our minds then have a chance to witness our spiritual selves. In my fasting experience, I was looking to become more intimate with God, with Jesus, you know, and His Holy Spirit in me. It was through my discipline to adhere to this covenant and everything that came with it. Discipline is not a gift for nothing. There is power in practicing discipline. There's power in understanding discipline and the lack thereof. My pastor, Pastor MJ, she says discipline formula. You know, I thought it was very interesting and it hit home. She says subjection plus sacrifice equals obedience. And this is so true, because subjection, you know, when you have that thing, that character flaw that you're aware has to change, that behavior, that those decisions, that cycle of decision making, you know, this has to change. So you bring that under subjection. But then you also recognize the changes that needs to be made. And so that's when you sacrifice. You sacrifice to be able to make those changes. You give something to God or to higher power, or, you know, like you give it up in order to make it right for the greater good. And these two in tandem is in direct alignment with obedience. Seeking the how to gain self-control, to live in sobriety. It's not always drugs, substances, alcohol, depressions of fear, addictions, gambling, you know, food addictions, spending. It's a lot of different ways that we can govern ourselves and regulate or re-regulate or recalibrate our self-control. All of these out of controlness contribute and create unhealthy life systems, like mentalities of hustling just to get it back. I gotta hustle to get that back. That's the whole mentality. And I realized so much about myself, like my outer limits, my inner limits. Like, it's a war going on inside my flesh. Oh, you know, flesh, that aspect of you that is felt way before seen, you know, especially while you fasting. It makes me think, like, why is there so much fear behind having discipline? Like, don't nobody want to be fooled up with somebody lacking accountability?
If you are considering a similar journey, advice would first and foremost consult with a healthcare professional to ensure fasting is safe for you. We must always remember to exercise wisdom in making conscious choices. We have to remember that fasting is a physical and spiritual experience. It is important to stay connected to your faith in prayer, meditation, and support from your faith community. The amount of clarity and spiritual growth you can achieve are worth every challenge that could ever be presented.
Man, words have so much power. However, you have to get to the point, like, where you can see clearer. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, yeah, yep. Yeah, clarity, yeah. But when you can see it,
yeah,
and then you understand,
yeah,
what these folks been saying for quite some time,
yeah.
Because somebody else, if they not
and
there,
not saying
and not saying, because mm-hmm. it's saying and not saying,
yeah, it's saying.
So
and
when
not
you
saying.
Like
duality,
you listen,
mm-hmm.
you know, with your good ear, your ear gates.
Mm-hmm.
And just tune everything else out, you can hear, like, you can literally hear what somebody is talking about. And it goes even a step further when you can see the words
mm-hmm.
and understand exactly what they mean.
That part.
It's a totally different
yes.
experience.
It is.
Totally different experience.
To and fro, observing and expressing and communicating back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Both ways. Because you observe the clarity of words in the atmosphere. But then because of that, you would also communicate clarity within the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But since everything, not but... And since everything is everything, you become those words.
The words that you speak.
Yes.
You can only be accountable for the words that you've radiated out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's all
thoughts
that.
Thoughts count, too.
Yeah, thoughts count, too.
Yeah.
Action, thoughts, mm-hmm. belief, all of that has a, it has, like, I want to say numerical values so bad, but just to paint that picture, mm-hmm. everything has numerical value. And it's like, you can only get what you got.
It's like one of them, what can I get with these many? That's what you're going to get back. Whatever you got in your hand, yeah. What can I get with these many? That. You gonna get that. You ain't going to get all of this for that. It depends on these many.
But what have you done? Okay, I know you want this, but what have you done?
Yes. Yes.
You say you want this, yes. But what have you done?
Yes. 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 Exactly.
Because it's the scale.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the numerical value.
Yeah,
something,
it's the scale. Like, you can't.
Like,
I mean, you can.
Everything
want
is
this.
Being accountable for itself.
Right. You can want this.
Yeah.
But something got to be over here.
Got to. Because if ain't nothing over here, what is this? You understand what I'm saying?
You can't solve for why.
Right. That's what I'm saying. What is?
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, you better believe subconscious desires and temptations did arise. Boy, battling this flesh, let me see just how spoiled she is. She just doing what she want to do. This diva had to be made to sit down somewhere. This vessel of mine. I had the most internal unrest about food. What? Like, it's incredible how much we rely on food and how food is intertwined with our emotions and our routines and our traditions. Having a taste for something, that's the devil. That's the devil. Like, wow, that's deep. Having a taste for something? Come on now. You know when you get a taste for something. The headaches. Muscle cramps and spasms. To me, my body was like a child throwing a temper tantrum in a public place because they couldn't have their way. But God's grace allowed me protection from that. I mean, I went through it, but I didn't go through it. God is not the answer to confusion. And understanding this is a powerful dissolver of deviance right there. A literal guiding light, and not the stories either. Ooh, how to support this podcast? Brilliant question. Number one, heart this episode. Be sure to hit the bell to turn on the notifications so you don't miss a new episode because they are coming. Number two, follow this podcast, subscribe to this podcast, interact with this podcast, comment, you know, leave a voice message. Let us know how you're feeling. Is it working? The things I'm talking about? Talk to me. I want to talk to you. And share this entire catalog with everyone you love. That's how you support. I appreciate you. Know your history, fam. Know your children, fam. Know who you around, fam. The more you know, the more you grow. Did you realize sacrifice is needed to love unconditionally? Yes, sacrifice. That surrendering of a thing. Giving up in honor of. My pastor, MJ, also said, how you handle me is my experience of how you feel about me. This quote is direct indication of my devotion to God through this fast. I kept leaning back on this, you know, on this journey, our decisions and how we handle God shows him exactly how we feel about him. Operating in selfishness does not lead to love. Love is the power.
But so as far as your fast, well, how do you feel after? We're just ending the fast. So how do you feel?
I feel, I think the best word I could use is light. I feel light. Not necessarily like, oh, my thoughts are light. Everything is light. Not necessarily speed, but like speed of light. No, it's like, I feel light. Like I'm up now. Just this whole fast. All we could do is veggies and water, but I really feel like that reset my body in a sense. It's cleansing. But it also, I got a lot of strength from it. With very little aches. Very little aches and pains. Okay. Granted, I did not, you know, work out.
But them stomach cramps.
Okay.
Them stomach cramps was real. Like
that?
Yeah.
Well, the aches and pains that I'm referring to is like my body as in, how my back.
Yeah.
My lower back would be aching, or my legs, or my feet would swell up.
Yeah.
I didn't have any of that.
Yeah.
And I was on my feet, you know, I normally am. I didn't put any rub on. I didn't have to take top. Really, I mean, just because the first night, that's what my body went through. That's a whole thing. I still haven't really processed that. I still don't even know what really, really, truly happened there, but I appreciate it. I really do, going through that. So there's a lot I feel I still need, I have to process.
Yeah, you had some pretty violent stomach cramps with that.
And violent is a great word to use.
You had an experience. I know, I saw, you know what I mean? I saw you, and I had a couple episodes myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so that part was just like, and then it also made me think about my body.
Yeah.
And how I need to strengthen my core. You know what I mean? On a real level. You know what I'm saying? That's what it made me think about too, on ways I need to just really. So everything still happened for a reason.
I still don't know I may never know why, but where that came, you know, the violent night that was.
Yeah.
Because those were intense.
Yeah. I felt bad for you. And there was
waves.
Yes. I know. I get
them. And I'm like.
Yes. You are absolutely correct.
Vomiting and everything else. Yeah, you had a whole time.
Yeah,
it was like,
I think you had a bug or something. You were just,
I don't know.
Or you could have just been purging. Like you could have been literally purging toxins, you know?
Clarity is a gift.
I was thinking about being clear. It's almost like I was realizing clarity itself within me. I was realizing clarity. I don't know. In that clarity, it's almost where it almost reveals some places where you kinked up at energetically, emotionally. You know what I'm saying? Physically, the least. That's what clarity was offering me in that moment. And And one of those kinks that presented itself, almost like it was big enough for me to notice in that moment, you know, that I might not have noticed before. That's why I'm calling it clarity. Mm-hmm. Not just because that's something I've heard. That I'm talking about what is. But for me, in that state, I noticed things that I hadn't noticed before. So that explains it right there. That is clarity. And one was how I felt and how I handled in writing my first book. So it was just so many different circumstances surrounding whether it wasn't promoted, whether, you know, paying for it, spelling, you know, it was just things, you know, that weighed on me, about it. And that caused a crimp in me energetically, you know, that I actually noticed tonight. And I was like, oh, okay, no. You could just move that to uncrimp that and let that float off, because you don't have to hold on to that. You and Akila did the best y'all knew how to do. And not only that, the magic word is do. We did something. We voiced something. We experienced something. We voiced and shared it. We canned it. We preserved it. We preserved a message. And I am excited. I can't think of no other place, you know, than this festival that we're going to be doing in hours, than to unveil this book as a part of our market. I'm gonna pass it to you. As a part of our market. We had a whole photo shoot. Like, me and Akila literally put that together ourselves from the top to the bottom without any professional help. We did that. You know what I'm saying? Is it perfect? What is perfect? I just feel like the message, like, deserves to, like, why silence that moment? I got that crimped silence that moment, because it altered, you know, how I interpreted that moment. I let that crimp go, and I'm gonna, like, claim this book. This was my first book. And I've never really said that I've never really said that. And so I think this book should go in our Etsy shop. And definitely, if money's made, it goes to Akila. Okay. It goes to Akila. It does. She deserves that. Real talk. So, but just to carry it. You know what I mean? And have it. So that was my moment. I'll stop this.
The eyes are the window of the soul, full of poetry, broken down from politics to religion to culture to just our expression that God gave us. You know what I'm saying? And we used that and we did that. So it's time to stand on it. So this, I'd like to introduce to you my very first publication with Akila. There's No Humility in Art. It is available right now at this pop-up and every pop-up from here on out. So y'all, I want to introduce y'all to that. And Akila, let you know, all proceeds are donated to the conversation piece.
Ooh, I'm a gone on. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this, listen to another episode. The catalog go deep, all the way back to 2017. be sure to check out some of my older episodes when I first started. Yo, if you would like to share your experience of fasting, leave us a voicemail in the description. Tell us all about it. Remember, in the pursuit of faith and discipline, you can uncover a remarkable clarity within yourself. Sometimes that's all you need. Conscious Crew, until next time. Peace.